humanitarian crisis. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The situation in some areas of Ukraine cut off from supplies by Russian forces. Kherson in the south now reported to be captured and under Russian control. Former Ukrainian President Zelensky press secretary Lulila Mendel.
They already have food shortages. They don't have electricity. They don't have transportation. They cannot leave the city. They cannot. The ATMs are fully, absolutely empty, and you cannot send even money there. And you know, there are people who died there because they do not have medicine and they do not have good medical care.
The city of Mariupol is also in short supply of food, water, and medicine. Ukrainian officials say a second ceasefire to evacuate citizens there fell apart because of Russian attacks. The U.S. and NATO continue to deny a Ukrainian request for a no-fly zone over fears it will spark a conflict between the U.S. and Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press.
Just so people understand, too, what a no-fly zone means. It means that if you declare a space no-fly and a Russian plane flies through it, it means we have to shoot it down.
The UN estimates that more than 1.5 million Ukrainian refugees have fled the country. Many of them have ended up at a shelter just across the border in Poland.
This warehouse just inside Poland by the border with Ukraine has been converted into a refugee shelter. Inside there are thousands of cots laid out in lines, and they all seem to be taken. Some people are sleeping, others are collecting supplies like toothbrushes. There are kids wandering around with their stuffed animals. Every few minutes a bus pulls up and a call goes out for people heading to Warsaw or Krakow or other Polish cities. In Kuchowa, Poland, Simon Owen, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A wildfire in the Florida Panhandle near Panama City continues to keep people out of their homes. The Atkins Avenue fire is holding steady at 1,400 acres and is now 35% contained. Not far away, people in the Bear Creek area were put under a mandatory evacuation order when the 10,000-acre Bertha Swamp fire was pushed by strong winds from Gulf County into Bay and Calhoun counties. The fires are burning through thousands of acres of downed trees left behind in 2018 by Hurricane Michael. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will appoint a special team to pursue election law violations.
The Florida Senate has passed a voting law package that would create a police force dedicated to cracking down on election crimes. The chamber approved the bill on a party lines vote with nearly all Republicans in support. The proposal would increase the penalty for ballot harvesting to a felony. Fines for certain election law violations would be raised, and election supervisors would be required to more frequently conduct maintenance of their voter lists. The bill was pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who is running for re-election and considered a potential 2024 presidential challenger. Democrats argue that the measure is meant to satisfy a wing of the Republican Party that believes the 2020 presidential vote was fraudulent and that the measure is unnecessary since local prosecutors can handle fraud cases. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
A New Mexico woman is facing charges for allegedly causing a crash that killed an officer and a retired firefighter and then claiming she had been kidnapped. 46-year-old Jeanne Jaramillo has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. New Mexico State Police Deputy Chief Caroline Wynn.
She caused a senseless tragedy that has impacted the community of Santa Fe, Las Vegas, and all of New Mexico, and the pain her actions have caused will not be alleviated by the rest.
Authorities say Jaramillo initially said she had been carjacked at knife point. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.